I'm Ms. Olivia from CoachToEatCum.com, and I got a phone sex question. Someone wanted to know, does a cum eating fetish mean I'm gay? Well, I get this type of question a lot. Does some particular sexual fetish mean something? Short answer, it depends. Okay, you know I tend to give longish, thoughtful answers to things, and the reality is there are no quick and easy absolutes when it comes to human sexuality. For example, having a strap-on fantasy or a cock-sucking fantasy doesn't automatically mean you're gay. Some people even worry and ask, will eating my own cum make me gay? That answer I will state without reservation. Nothing will make you gay. Sexual preference just doesn't work that way. But if you're worried, why not combine your cum eating with body worship? I had one caller who was worried about his cum eating fetish, and I said, why not always think about licking cum off your partner's body? Wow, that did the trick, so to speak. He never worried again about being gay or bi because he was either licking cum off her breasts or thinking about it. Sometimes people call phone sex and get help with life's problems. I wonder if I should propose these phone sex answers as a life hack. I have said that phone sex with this experienced mistress is like therapy with a happy ending. Since I started talking about involving your partner in your cum eating fantasy, that's what the next blog post will be about. Lots of people want to know how to involve a wife or girlfriend in some kinky play. Honestly, it's a tricky move and one that you should really think about first. But if you do it and it works out well, then the rewards are worth it. We'll talk about that next here on the blog. But if you want to talk to me immediately, just dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.